Greetings. This is WTIP News from Wilder Smith on the Gunflint. After a pleasantly cool September, most days of October have been considerably warmer than normal. In that vein, it has been so warm that those nasty biting flies have been reborn. Hopefully, we are in for only a brief time of red welts and swatting. Boy, are they obnoxious. Reflecting on last year at this time, we had measurable snow on the ground out this way. What a difference a year makes, or for that matter, a few days. It's tamarack time on the Gunflint. In a quick 7 days, the upper trail has jumped into the final coloring phase of autumn. The departure of birch and aspen gold from them thar hills went way too fast, as their buttery tokens dropped like rain. All that remains is the gilded lace of tamarack needles accenting our wilderness world. And beautiful they are, blooming like nighttime beacons against the drab, lifeless background of a forest gone to rest. Now a zillion wilderness skeletons are lurking in shorter day shadows, naked until next June. All we need, in prelude to the coming Halloween season, is some of those ghostly clouds to drift down to treetop level, and things will be set for a spooky next couple weeks. A trip to the end of the trail last Sunday found me in awe of what you presently observe at ground level. The brush is leafless for the most part, revealing some wonderful new-growth patches of jack pine on land that has been left so forlorn after the Ham Lake fire. It's hard to believe that in 3 short years since the blistering tragedy, Mother Nature has so hastily taken over, healing some of the scars with smiles of green. Some of those baby jacks already look to be 1 to 2 foot tall. It would be nice, though, if the old natural gal would give her new babies a drink. Once again, the territory has fallen under another spell with no precipitation. I hate to mention it, but gunflinters still hanging out can't help but be nervous with the summer green having turned to brown that is crunchy dry. It makes one wonder if this drought will ever end. Forest conditions are somewhat nerve-wracking at this time, just as they are before green-up in the springtime. Of particular concern is that most wildfire sprinkler systems have been winterized, including that of yours truly and the close-by neighbors. Although my system could be reactivated quickly, it is hoped that some serious wet-weather fronts will soon answer the call. Speaking of water and wildfire sprinklers, I was in the Gunflint Lake Liquid this past Saturday to bring in wildfire pump lines. I don't have a thermometer in the water right now, but man, was it chilly. Ice season is still a few weeks away for the Gunflint gal, but the cold in my hands felt much the same as it does when the big hose is reinstalled after ice out in the spring. Brrr, and ouch. After a summer absence, my Whiskey Jack friends have come home. I'm guessing that it's the same couple, as they sure know the routine. Listen for the house door to open, make a mad flight for the woodshop door, and hang out until the old guy gets the feed bag out. Then swoop in for a morning treat. One of those Pine Martins has reappeared, after also pulling a disappearing act over the summer. It has made a couple visits in the past few days, so I guess it's time to start pulling out the poultry parts that have been taking up space in the deep freeze. How do I do this without bringing in the bears? Very carefully, of course. So all is good here at Wilder Smith. This is Fred Smith at Wilder Smith on the Gunflint, and that's all for now. Keep on hanging on and savor a dwindling autumn.